Thank you so much.
When Pizzeria Bianco opened in downtown Phoenix more than 20 years ago, many people considered Chris Bianco's handmade crust, locally grown ingredients, and wood-fired oven revolutionary.
It's funny when people, would say, "Oh, I like your concept," or "That's a great concept." And I was like, "Well, I don't know if I ever had a concept."
He brought pizza to a whole new level.
Valley chef and food journalist Gwen Ashley Walters says national exposure for Phoenix really heated up in 2003. When Bianco became the first pizza maker to win the regional James Beard Award for Best Chef.
I would say up until that point, most James Beard winners were highfalutin chefs in fine dining restaurants.
There's no pomp or pretense when Bianco talks pizza, just plenty of passion.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
A few years ago, health issues forced him to cut back on time around the oven, but Bianco still puts in regular shifts, spinning circles, as he calls it.
You know, it's where I'm most happy.
5 miles away,
it keeps landing in the black thing.
Peter Piper Pizza is changing its game plan. Chief Marketing Officer Jason Greenwood says the Phoenix-based chain is rebranding to focus more on food.
People like to have fun. They love a game room when they're ready for it. But when it intrudes on everything with no order, no wayfinding, it becomes chaos. And that's not parent friendly.
So far, about half the company's 41 Arizona restaurants have been redesigned with different layouts, colors, and materials. The company also launched a new logo to convey various foods.
We rolled out fresh spinach this year. We rolled out loaded tots. We rolled out a new dessert.
Greenwood says it's paying off. Peter Piper recently reported 25 straight quarters of same-store sales growth. They're looking to add restaurants in the Phoenix area, and eventually the company wants to see Peter Piper coast to coast.
There are so many opportunities to grow today.
Like increasing carryout orders, holding school fundraisers, and attracting more diners like Rick Rodriguez.
We do it probably once a week.
Rodriguez and his co-workers are regulars at Peter Piper's all-you-can-eat lunch buffet.
I don't know what the hell they do back there, but it's good.
Well, 93% of Americans eat pizza at least once a month.
Steve Green publishes PMQ Pizza Magazine. He says the hottest segment in the country's $44 billion pizza market is fast casual.
There'll be limited toppings on them, but you'll get it made right in front of you. And it, since it takes 2 minutes to actually bake in the oven, it won't be but 5 minutes before you're sitting down eating your lunch.
Chef Gwen Ashley Walters has been watching the Valley's pizza scene.
In the last 2 years, almost 50 new pizza places have opened.
They include independents like Saffron Jack, which started as a food truck, along with chains like Marco's. The Ohio-based company wants to franchise about 30 locations in the Valley, while Papa Murphy's, the largest take-and-bake brand, hopes to open another 24. And you can thank our neighbors from the Midwest for the recent additions of Chicago deep dish favorites like Lou Minalti's, Giordano's, and Gino's East.
Oh, yeah. I love all of those.
But can they all survive? Steve Green says independents make up 55% of the pizza industry, but only 42% of total sales. To compete with the big chains, he says indies need to up their technology games and focus more on digital ordering and social media, areas where delivery giant Domino's dominates.
They've had a tremendous rise in their stock prices over the last 8 years.
Well, here's some breaking news for you. Great restaurants rarely make a ton of money. That's just the fact.
Supporting organic growers and local food systems while paying people good wages isn't cheap, says Chris Bianco, but it's his way, and he's sticking with it.
What makes good things good is up to you.
Pizza, it seems, can spark as much emotion as politics and sports. But here's an important distinction. Most pizza lovers, while disagreeing about the best style, chain, or chef, usually agree that even average pizza is still pretty good. Christine Astis, KJZZ News, Phoenix.